Ladies and gents, welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. As always, always a pleasure, and really enjoyed doing this. And thank you for those who listen and who have taken some real value from this podcast so far. But this episode is going to be a very short episode, and it's going to be an episode about the most powerful lessons and teachings from the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Now, Marcus Aurelius, if you're not familiar, is an ancient Roman emperor, as I've just mentioned, but he adopts the Stoic philosophy. Now, philosophy can be a loose term, but the reason it's incredibly powerful, guys, is because the Stoic nature of life is all about focusing on yourself and what you can control, living a peaceful life. And when that relates to mental health, there's nothing more than we want than to be at peace with ourselves and with life in general, but also to focus on what we can control, not what we can't control. Because as we're very familiar, and we can all relate to at times, when we focus on everything that's not in our control, that induces anxiety, worry, fear, destructive emotional states. But when we focus on things that are in our control and being in the present moment, that is when we can induce those positive emotional states, like feeling focused, motivated. And that motivated is built from, you know, that confidence we have. And that confidence comes from controlling everything that we can control, not what we can't control. And that is why Marcus Aurelius's lessons and teachings are still so relevant today. And that's why I wanted to share 8 of his main ones from his book, Meditations, which is one of the all-time classic Stoic philosophy books. And I would strongly recommend reading it if you are into a philosophy, but also if you want fresh, healthy perspective. So without further ado, we are going to get started, guys. So here it goes. Number one, be a good character, rather than wondering how to be it. Don't go on discussing what a good person should be. Just be one. Thinking about how to be good can distract us from the fact that it is the little everyday acts that build the goodness within us. Number two, the evil that men do harms you only if you do evil in response. I'll repeat that. The evil that men do harms you only if you do evil in response. Forget what other people are doing. Forget what they're doing wrong. Keep your eyes on yourself. Focus on yourself and fix yourself. Number three, be grateful for what you have. Stop resenting, guys, what you don't have, and be grateful for what you do have. It is simply a privilege to be alive. We are very lucky to be conscious, to have friends, to have hobbies, and to be loved by others. Number four, remember death to stop worrying about what people think. Do everything as if it was the last thing you were doing in your life. You could leave life right now, so let that determine what you say and think. Concentrate every minute like a Roman. Number five, embrace the obstacles to grow your inner fire. Aurelius strongly believed that humans do not thrive when life is too easy. So embrace challenges. They are good for the human soul. What stands in the way becomes the way. Number six, your rational mind is your greatest asset. Our ability to reason is what sets us apart and is an important power that we must use to the fullest. You have the power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Number seven, problems are created in the mind. Don't let events make you worse people. You are never truly harmed by them. So choose not to be harmed and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed and you haven't been. And number eight, live only and completely in the present. Do every act of your life as though it were the last act of your life. We cannot change the past. We should not dwell on the past events, and we should not overly concern ourselves with what may happen in the future. And that finishes Marcus Aurelius's 8 very important and relevant teachings that we can adopt for our everyday life. And there's a current theme there as well, ladies and gents, with what we've just gone through. And a lot of it comes to focusing on yourself and what you can control. And one of the most important principles on that philosophy and perspective and idea is just looking as much as you can to be in the present. You might be someone listening to this and you might find it quite hard to be in the present. But like with absolutely everything, guys, we always start off quite shit. When I started to practice being in the present, I found it very hard because your mind is wired to be so distracted with work, social media, go and see friends, do this, do that. Always living in a distracted world. So the idea of being present and just focusing on what is right here in this very moment, it takes practice. But the more you practice it, the better you become at it. And the better you become at it, you can choose consciously to be more present. And consciously choosing to be more present will start to push away those destructive states of fear, anxiety, worry. So stop, slow down, and ask yourself, how do I become more present in my life? And that is what we are going to finish on with this very short little episode today, guys. Hope you found one or two things there that you can really take forward with you. And if you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at jackstaffordpt on my Instagram or jackstaffordpt@gmail.com. As always, guys, if you love the pod, please feel free to rate and review or share it with someone that you feel could take some fantastic value from this, because I think we can all do better in sharing resources out there with people. When we know that they could really benefit from it, we've given to that person, and we love to give as humans. That's what makes us thrive. That's what's good for our human soul, to give back to other people. So if you feel like sharing this is your deed for the day of giving back to someone, by all means, please feel free to share. But until next time, team, I hope you have a fantastic day and enjoy the rest of your week.